And that management right of states is being challenged all over the world. We only hear about a tiny bit of it. What is not happening that I'm aware, of course it could be, and we don't hear about it, obviously, is the greater privileges allowed some folk who have the knowledge of the technology and have the heart devoted to figuring out how to link us together globally such that we can begin to support the actions of our brothers and sisters in challenging that management right. Fold our actions together. That is absolutely critical. Reflections of 3.7, the November 1, 2015 show. And this is brief, but there is a lot of questions in it that I'm personally trying to sort out. So it has sort of different, it shifts around a bit. Thank you for your patience with it. If those who harm us are functionaries of those who say they are selfless, fragments of an idea that lives in them, an idea of perfection. If those who harm us say they are but following orders, to whom do we address our anger? Is it fair to say that our anger has no object once we see the original catastrophe of making children into objects? Or is that not enough? And then, does seeing clearly, possessing the right story, mean new feelings superintend those that were suppressed? Or can our fury at the theft of our authenticness be directed at a system, or must it be at the system in them, our parents? And this is where we are going to be hopefully advancing the gift of Alice, because I'm a perfect example of of this phenomenon, which is because she's arguing that the problem is not the feelings, it's suppressing the feelings and experiencing the anger. But when it literally is a system, except it's not, it's 10,000 guys. I've been wondering who decides who uses the weapon. I'm sure there's more than one, but I'm going to call it the weapon. Who gets to, is it a perk? You get to wield the, maybe it's a committee of folk. And I actually joked, it's not funny, that maybe as a perk, they give these guys who wield this weapon the ability to kill whoever they want. I mean, that's the world we got. I know you can't know that. I do. And I'm not going to say unfortunately, because we have to know what is going on. As Shakespeare said, we have to know the difficulty to develop our solution to it. And this is not a difficulty that we are going to hear on Democracy Now. It is not going to organize our response to the secret killing of folk for decades and decades by the shadow state. Because I am more and more convinced, I mean, I've been talking about a shadow state, that politics is not just theater. What's the right word for it? It is theater, but it is, because I think most of the folk who participate in it know that it's theater, but they don't know that they're is a high-tech Auschwitz project going on. You feel me? It's just these 10,000 guys. So who decides? Is it a committee? Is it a committee of folk? Do they elect every so often the wielder of the weapon? We got some seriously sick puppies running the entire ship called Planet Earth. And we don't need to make that our focus, but we do need to make our focus helping each other believe in our right to be free. Because until we want it, it's going to be real hard to fight for it.